Welcome to The Cat's Cream. I'm your host, Kitty Wakes, and it's Friday, June 5th, 2026. Grab a cuppa, settle in, because oh boy, do we have a lot to unpack from the forum today. The Cats fans are, well, let's just say they're not exactly purring this morning. 1 point, 1 point. That's the kind of margin that turns grown adults into couch cushion throwing maniacs. So let's dive straight into the main event, the Round 13 thriller, or should I say spiller, against the Adelaide Crows. The Cats dropped this one by a solitary point, and the forum has gone absolutely feral. The conditions were wet, the football was sloggy, and the missed opportunities in the first half came back to haunt Geelong like a bad seafood dinner. There were some bright spots though. Ollie Henry, Jack Martin and Sam De Koning all got the nod from fans for their efforts. But the overall vibe? The team was described as soft, and that's a word that cuts deep in Cats country. Now, the umpiring. Oh, the umpiring. Fans are convinced the men in green had it in for Geelong, particularly that non-free against Holmes in the final quarter that's apparently still being debated in group chats as we speak. To be fair, even the more level-headed posters admitted the Cats made plenty of their own mistakes. But you know how it goes. Nothing soothes a one-point loss quite like a good umpire conspiracy theory. This is now the third close loss of the season, and fans are starting to do that scary maths where you work out top four chances on the back of an envelope. The bye week is being treated like a desperately needed spa retreat. Now let's talk about the player who wasn't there, Tyson Stengel. There's a whole thread dedicated to his apparent AWOL status, and fans are not thrilled. The forward line really felt his absence against the Crows, and there's hopeful chatter about a round 21 return alongside Bobby Hill. Whether he'll be match fit and ready to fire is another question entirely. Fans are doing that thing where they're equal parts hopeful and resigned. Classic footy supporter energy. Meanwhile, Lockie Blicavs copped some serious heat in the post-match analysis, with calls for him to be rested. Tom Atkins and Zach Guthrie also found themselves in the firing line, and Grian Mears' knee is apparently a topic of national concern. Jack Henry being played out of position? Don't even get fans started. Pivoting to the future now, because nothing distracts from a painful loss like dreaming about next year's list. The 2026 trading thread is buzzing. Zach Butters is the name on everyone's lips. There's chatter about a Tigers offer, and forum economists are debating whether he's worth the reported price tag. There's also genuine worry about losing the likes of Darcy Wilson and Zach Guthrie, and the wish lists are out in full force. Gary Rohan's name popped up. A bit of nostalgia, perhaps? And of course, Stengel's future is part of that conversation too. The general consensus, the forward line needs reinforcements. Stat. A quick word on the injury thread, because Geelong's medical room seems busier than a fish and chip shop on Good Friday. Jack Petrocella and Sam De Koning are the names fans are watching closely, and there's some tough love in the thread, with a few posters arguing players need to truly commit to their rehab. Easier said than done, but fans pay their memberships, so they get opinions. Looking ahead at the 2026 fixture, fans are eyeing upcoming clashes with Brisbane and Fremantle with the kind of nervous energy you'd reserve for a dental appointment. These games are being flagged as absolutely critical for any top four ambitions. And in the broader AFL chatter, there's some juicy speculation about Lachie Neale potentially being on the move, which would shake up the competitive balance significantly. Coaching strategies across the league are also getting the armchair expert treatment, as they always do. So that's where we leave Cats Nation today. Frustrated, wounded, but already plotting the comeback. 1 point losses are the cruelest beast in football, but the good news? There's always next week, and the week after, and the trade period, and the draft. And really, isn't that what being a footy fan is all about? Eternal hope wrapped in occasional heartbreak? I'm Kitty Wakes. This has been the Cats Cream, and remember, cats always land on their feet. Eventually. Catch you next time.